A Mount Allison University researcher says some Cape Breton Regional Municipality residents are concerned about wildfire threats in the southeastern Cape Breton area this summer. Dr. Corinne Cash recently hosted information sessions about her research into the impact of Storm Fiona 4 years ago. She says damaged and fallen trees remain in vulnerable areas, with forecasters predicting above average temperatures and the risk of drought this summer. Cash says a fire in the Lewisburg-Gabarus area could be devastating.
Anything can happen. Somebody can throw out a cigarette. Somebody can, a piece of glass might start a fire. I had a friend the other day, he looked into his ditch and all of a sudden there were flames. Somebody drove by and threw a cigarette out the window and started a fire, and he ran down and put it out with some buckets of water. These things can happen at any time, or you get a spark from a transformer. They've been buzzing in Lewisburg and they've been sparking, probably because of the salt water, but any kind of spark like that can just set the entire thing on fire. And residents, they've already experienced the trauma of the Catalone fires years ago. They remember this. And a lot of people still aren't recovering from Hurricane Fiona, would you believe? I talk to people who are just getting into their home now.
Catalone resident Mike Timoshek attended one of the sessions. He says trees damaged by Fiona would provide plenty of fuel for a wildfire.
Yeah, the deadfall is the stuff that's hanging up. If you drive along the highway, you see it. It's all gray now and tinder dry. It doesn't get a chance to fall on the ground and absorb the moisture and decay. Interestingly enough, my wife was in Manadu when Manadu burnt down 50 years ago. And that's a one way in, one way out. And so some of the townsfolk had to leave by boats because the fire was encroaching on the community. Lewisburg is a one way in, one way out. And so if we have a large conflagration, people can't get out. They're literally trapped because there's no route to Gabarus. As I say, there's only actually two roads out, but they both conjunct at the beginning of Lewisburg, and a fire on either road will close both of them.
Cash says she wants to keep the discussion ongoing with plans to address the matter at a future CBRM council meeting. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.